Hashem, we're going to learn page Simin Shin Lamed Aleph Sif and Beis and Gimel. This is page Kuf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. So again, we're in the middle of discussing the dinim of a fire that breaks out on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis. V'yesh matirim l'taltal mos dvar mamuksim k'day latzil m'nei adleko m'nasum abam l'gazlam. Some allow you to even handle muktza in order to save it from a fire or from people who are coming to steal it. D'bimkom p'seideh in l'chushlis or muktza, because when there's a threat of loss, we're not worried about muktza. V'yesh osrim, and others prohibit this. V'afil lomer lein yudi l'taltal scharan avsedes machnas k'shamim yesh misha oser. Some don't even allow you to ask a non-Jew to be metaltel muktza items that will get ruined from the rain. Ayin lel simen shin zayin sif yutes. But then the Ramah quickly points out, you got to look back at simen shin zayin sif yutes. So we'll see what he's referring to with that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh matirim. This is going on the first half of the Sif, where we said that you're allowed to move mukta items to save it from a fire, according to Yesh Matirim. We're talking about where it's someone else's house, but not where it's your own house. Where it's your own house, you're not allowed to, because we're afraid you might put out the fire. Where do they get this idea that you're allowed to be metaltal muktzah to save somebody else's stuff from a fire? They learn it from the halacha of someone who's walking late on Friday afternoon and he has his wallet with him, that we say he's allowed to carry it less than 4 amos at a time, so that he doesn't violate the more serious issur of carrying it 4 amos, even though it's muktzah. So, I mean, not only even though it's muktzah, even though you're carrying it 2 amos at a time, which is an issur d'rabbanan. So over here also, they were matir the issur tiltul muktzah in order that you don't come to extinguish the fire. And to save it from the anasim, also we allow you to violate an issur of tiltul muktzah, so that you don't come to do hotza'a midoraisa. That's the reason for those who are mekel. Vetama osrim, the reason for those who are machmir, is disrilu didavka bimishach shech bederach husheitiru lekidesh liyasi yisura rabba. Aval banasim lekalamecha shlamidi dilotza'a lekalamecha shavadeh liyotzi'an bifnei anasim shemisyari laharos lehem. Now, you don't have anything to be, when it comes to carrying something less than 4 amos at a time, so then we're really concerned if we don't allow that, you're going to do a real isser of hotza'a. But if we don't allow you to save muktzah stuff from a burning building or from anasim, what are we afraid of? That you're going to carry it outside? You're not going to carry it outside right in front of the anasim. Then they'll for sure steal it. And we're also not worried you're going to put out the fire, because it's not even your house. So now that we know what the svara of the matirin are and what the svara of the osrim are, the Bach says we paskin like the matirin v'etiku kam achronim asvar v'meni achronim quote the Bach. Mishum dikol demechesh kim de nadu mamar atzmal mamono I lo nati lo yachshu ba'atzmo ben kach u'ben kach ani osa isir v'asi latmin b'karka lidei chafir v'yasi isir doraisa. Because we're worried that people are going to be nervous about the loss of money, and therefore they will violate an isir doraisa. Maybe they won't violate mechabe, maybe they won't violate carrying outside of the house, but they'll be matminit b'karka. They'll dig it. They'll bury it in the ground. And that's a violation of bona or chofer or choresh rather. The isa b'sefer maril b'shem marash reviu bel yiraba. The b'shas hazam shem sharon shanasim yavo v'yachtuvas hashalo mutli yisrael l'taltal mosav afilu michutz le'erev ha'insham. He says that in times where Jews are being attacked and robbed and mugged and whatever, you're allowed to carry your money even outside of the erev. V'ayin lel sim shin al siflam givim b'agav b'taz magen avram prim gadim sham de'in mutur kiyim kishenosan shalo kederuch hotza. That no, you're only allowed to carry it like in your sock or something. You're not allowed to carry it in the normal way. So we're saying this is the yesh matirim that allows you to handle muktza in order to save it from a fire or from anasim, because we're not worried about muktza when there's a loss. This is only when there's a fire or there are listim where you're very nervous and very fatumult. But if there's just rain coming down on muktza schera, then a Jew for sure is not allowed to be metaltalit. And then we had said that when it's that yesh osrim even to ask a non-Jew to be metaltal schera when it's raining on it. Yesh misha oser who das harashba. That's the Rashba. Vaynel b'simin shin zayin siv hey. Sosam shama mechaber kadei harishona shashana b'stamik kadas harambam. This is shvus mutar alidei niyud b'makom shutzarich l'davar tzarich har. So the Mishnah Berurah lets us in on a secret that even though the Mechaber over here only quotes a Yesh Misha Oser, when the Ramah says you got to look back at Siman Shin Zayin, it's because the Mechaber himself was Mekel over there, like the Shitas HaRambam, that to ask an Eni Yehudi to be Metaltel Muktzah for you to save it from loss when there's going to be a major loss of money is Mutter. That the Mechaber even says that you're allowed to say that anyone who saves it is not going to lose out, even though you know that the Eni Yehudi understands that you're really asking him to save it. Siv Gimel, Hitzil Pas Nekia Lo Yatzil Pas Hadra'a. If from the fire you already saved Mazon Shalosh Sudos of really good high quality bread, you're not allowed to go back for lower quality bread. Pirish Pas Shenital Hadorah Da'inu Pas Subim, like brand bread. Avil Ipcha Shari. But the opposite you are allowed to do. If you saved some bad bread first, and then you're like, but we had a delicious sourdough in there that, you know, is twice as expensive. And that, so you're allowed to go back and say, I insist on the better food for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hitzil Pas, Afilu Hitzilu Pas Harbe. Even if you saved a whole bunch of bread, Rasham Ben Ebeso Gamkin, Latzil Kalechem Mazon Shalosh Sudos, Av Sheyochol Nechol Mishalo. Everyone in your house is allowed to go save three meals worth for themselves, even though you saved enough for everybody. Dil Kol Chari Tiru Latzil Shalosh Sudos. Everybody has a right to save three meals worth. V'chein Kas Rav Beis Yosef, Afilu Yeshlo Ma Yochal Rashi LaHatzil. Even if you have what to eat, you're allowed to go save three sudos worth. V'chein, meaning even if you don't need the food, you're allowed to save three sudos worth, or two sudos worth in the morning, or one sudos worth in the afternoon. V'chein Afilu Misana B'Shabbos Tainis Chalom Rashi LaHatzil. V'chil Chazal. Not only that, even if you're fasting on Shabbos, you're allowed to go and save it, because the Chazal were simply not mechalik in this. They allow each person to save the X amount of food. Pas Hadra'a. De'in Kan Shaychus Harama Lomer Pas Hadra'a Nichli, because it's not a harama to say that I prefer Pas Hadra'a. No one prefers Pas Hadra'a. So if you saved good bread, you can't go back for bad bread. Shari, but if you save bad bread, you are allowed to go back for good bread. Ne'eshiyachal Lomer Macham Sbi Lucy Shachachti V'Lakachti Pas Hadra'a Avlemas Ani Rotzel Echol Pas Nikia, because a guy could say, look, I was so for tumult, I didn't realize what I was doing. I saved the wrong bread. Now my wife is mad at me. She wants to have the sourdough. She doesn't want to have the regular bakery challah that we, you know, that's a lesser type of challah. And you could even plan on doing this. You can go save the bad bread first and then say, oh, but I need the better bread and go back for that. And even if you went and you saved meat and you say, yeah, I'm more in the mood for fish. So then you can go back and save the fish. Meaning any two minim, you can go back and save the other item as long as it's not a clearly inferior item. So to review what we learned today, in Sif Beis we said that you're allowed to move, that there are those that are, there's a machlokas whether you're allowed to move mukta items in order to save them from a fire or to save them from an anus. The reason for the matirim is because they learned from someone who's carrying a wallet late Friday afternoon where the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry it less than four amos at a time. The reason for the osrim is that in that case you're going to come to carry it four amos. Over here you're not going to come to violate any melacha d'oraisa, but we paskin like the matirim. And then we said that there are those that do not even allow asking an Einu Yehudi to save schora that's getting ruined by the rain if that schora is mukta. However, in Siman Shin Zayin we're so same like the shita that is mekil on that issue. And then in Siv Gimel we said that if you've already saved high quality bread, you're not allowed to go back to save lower quality bread, but you are allowed to do the opposite. And not only that, every single member of the family is allowed to go save three meals worth, even if everybody has what to eat. And even if you're not eating that day, you're allowed to go back and save three meals worth. You're having a tainis chalom or whatever, you're still allowed to go back and save three meals worth, and you're always allowed to go back and save a different type of food that you haven't saved yet. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow is Thursday, probably we'll be back to regular time, regular place, with Shin Lamed Dalet, Seifim Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, and Yud. Everyone have a good night.